This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations and all across the Caribbean and streaming live as well on the internet and satellite around the world. And a special shout-out always goes to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too. Thanks for all that you do. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can also check us out on our all-brand-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, somebody said they couldn't get to it by doing the HTTP thing. It's HTTPS because it's a secure site. HTTPS, and then you do the :// to CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, come in.
Morning.
You're a baseball fan, right?
No.
Okay, well, did you stop laughing after you watched Fauci throw that first pitch out yesterday, or are you still laughing?
It didn't even warrant a laugh. It was pathetic. So.
You could have thrown the ball better than him. I know it.
Yeah, I do all the time.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? But anyway, little Fauci fell down on the mound, so to speak, literally. Okay, We were talking a little bit about the response in Portland and other places, and, of course, Seattle was on fire last night. But the Department of Justice watchdog is now going to be investigating what's going on in Portland. What do you suppose is going to happen there?
Well, you know, the left has been complaining that the federal staff that has is operating in some of these cities, they're getting complaints about. So they're just going to send over a few people and see if there's any of these complaints that have any kind of merit. And do we need to remove people? Do we need to replace people? Do we need to give them other rules of engagement and that kind of thing? So that's all it is.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Nancy Pelosi chimed in yesterday, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the Congress, the House of Representatives, pass this $3 trillion stimulus package that they had that's been sitting there and waiting for the Senate to take up? Okay, so now this is what Nancy Pelosi said yesterday. Well, this $3 trillion coronavirus stimulus legislation is going to be a gift to President Trump. Now she doesn't like it.
Well, look, they're not going to do anything in the House that's going to be favorable to anything for the United States, meaning favorable to President Trump. And, you know, I would say that in one of these press briefings some afternoon and or create a major press briefing, that Trump needs to get out there and say, look, doing things for the benefit of the whole nation. And I would argue that, you know, the Pelosi caucus is not. In order for unemployment to go down, for businesses to reopen and, you know, all these kinds of things, we all have to be moving in the same direction. Mm-hmm. And we're clearly not doing that, because, you know, the Chuck Schumers and the Pelosi's and then the Ted Wheelers and the Lori Lightfoots are moving in completely other directions. So if you wonder why we're not meeting any numbers or we're not making some kind of progress as hard as we're going, we have these headwinds over here. They're anti-American headwinds. And that's what I would be saying. I would be laying a bunch of blame right in their lap.
And that's a good thing. And, folks, we're talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes. Now, the other thing is Senator Tom Cotton has urged the federal defunding of schools that are using the New York Times 1619 project.
Well, I'm all for that one. I've done on my own radio show, I think I've done at least two, maybe three interviews on Project 1619. And a lot of people don't know this, but it is being taught in, I think, 30 public school systems across the United States, which is an outrage. It completely resets history, of which, by the way, the New York Times is part of the project.
Oprah Winfrey's the other.
And right. It takes away 1776, mm-hmm, and replaces it with 1619, essentially saying that everything in the United States was built on slavery. Everything.
Yeah.
And that's being taught.
Yep.
So hat tip to Tom Cotton. I agree with that.
Yeah, and Oprah Winfrey's right up to her eyeballs in the middle of that, too, I do believe, right?
Well, let's not forget, you know, John Lewis, the congressman that just passed away out of Atlanta, you know, while he was going through his, you know, cancer treatments and whatnot, he wore a 1619 Project hat almost every day.
Okay, hold that thought. The music's coming up in my ear. We're going to come right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And by the way, Chicago, be careful what you wish for, Mayor Lightfoot. You might just get it back in your face, and she did last night.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And Mike Gallagher, of course, broadcasts right around the corner from me here in the same station that I'm in, same flagship station. Now, let me tell you, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com is the website. And, you know, I'm taking the fruits and the veggies there. And the reason I'm doing that, these little capsules, the reason I'm doing that is because I knew that I wasn't getting the right kind of food, I wasn't eating the right kind of stuff, and I certainly knew I wasn't getting my daily regimen of fruits and vegetables. Well, guess what? This gives you more than enough, and the side effect that I've had out of this, the positive side effect, is it cuts down your appetite for all those snacks that you want. Later in the day. And that's what's happened to me. And it's given me a little bit more pep in my step, too. I've now lost a total of 30 pounds since I started taking this stuff. Wow. And I'll take that because it's lowered my blood pressure. It's stabilized it to where it should be. My doctor says, man, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. And also, it's caused the weight loss, and that's something that was good, too. Now, you can save 35%. Right now at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 and speak with a health coach. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT. That's balanceofnature.com. Take a look at what they have to offer, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Now, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot might have gotten a little bit more, bitten off a little bit more than what she could chew. She had about 1,000 people or so in front of her house last night, didn't she?
She did. And I think that it was kind of a sneaky thing, too, that she was allegedly approved the removal of the Columbus statue, which caused a big problem last weekend.
That's right.
It's still up, but I think it's I don't know when it's going to come down, but it's going to come down. So
well,
in the meantime, you know, the anarchists are mad at her because she's quasi, and I say that quasi, cooperating with the feds under Operation Legend that Trump is sending in there, or the Department of Homeland Security is sending in there. They don't want that cooperation at all. Well, they already do that, so.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Now, the other thing is that in lieu of everything that's taking place right now, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that she, within an hour or so of the protest that was going on there in front of her house, that was when that decision was made to take down the statue, which, and I did see the lights up on it just a few minutes ago when they showed it on television. It was still there.
Right.
So I guess that's where we're at the moment. Okay, now, we have a situation where our friend in waiting, Joe Biden, the I guess you could call him the possible next president of the United States, but I don't think it's going to happen for reasons we'll discuss at a different time. But Joe Biden comes out and he says, I never said I was going to defund the police. I never said it. And he said it, I don't know, four or five times since Monday. But the fact of the matter is, he actually said, his words, not mine, he was going to reallocate the funds elsewhere for the police. Now, if that doesn't mean defund the police, then I got the wrong dictionary.
Well, at least in one interview, and certainly more than one, but he was railing on the fact that surplus military equipment had been donated and distributed to law enforcement agencies across the country.
Yep.
And so he is railing on the fact that, you know, that isn't what community policing is all about when you've got tanks coming down the streets.
Yep. I haven't seen any tanks of you.
He said he would get rid of those. He would, you know, take those away and, he would repurpose monies. Well, generally, the only thing you can do if you're going to reallocate or repurpose monies is you eliminate positions. You eliminate the number of forces that you have on the payroll. So, he's boxed himself into a corner on that one.
Yeah, because with the Bernie Sanders folks and with the AOC folks and with the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter folks, he's kind of all got himself, he's got that group in there. And if he decides to even falter away from that, they'll eat him up and spit him out.
Well, you know, then maybe somebody should say we should get rid of his Secret Service detail.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And by the way, how did that security detail work out for the mayor of Portland that last night?
He had four that were being his paid bodyguards.
Yep. Yeah, and it is what it is, I suppose. But anyway, here's a good one. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but obviously there's some policy changes being made with China. But the headline here on Fox News right now says, China hits back. And then it says, U.S. Consulate in Chengdu ordered closed in response to the Houston espionage accusation. So there's a little tit for tat. And I have no idea where Chengdu is, do you?
No, I think we've got five missions, at least four, possibly five locations in China. We've been expecting this. We have been weaning some people out of there anyway. So the fact that they have ordered us to close on a tit-for-tat, one of our missions/embassies, this one in Chengdu, I don't think it's going to bother anybody. But the other interesting thing is late yesterday, the foreign, Chinese foreign minister, as they were packing stuff up and loading it in the vans, and after they spent the night before that burning documents in the courtyard of the Houston embassy,
right.
It came out and said, we're not leaving.
Right.
So somebody must be leaving, or that, you know, they're going to get rid of some people, and then I would say they might leave just a security staff at the Houston embassy, mm-hmm. and move the rest of them in, either into Chicago, San Francisco, or Washington, D.C. But I would say be very careful, because we could end up asking them to shutter the San Francisco embassy as well.
Yeah. Now, something else that happened yesterday was our Health and Human Services official announced that COVID-19 deaths should drop in the next couple of weeks, because this latest surge, call it what you want, should drop off.
Well, we've got a bunch of doctors and we've got a bunch of medical facilities that are doing some interesting things again, and that is prescribing off-label uses for drugs. You know, they have been doing that with hydroxychloroquine. They have been doing it with other types of steroids and inhalers even. But then there was yet another one that came out yesterday called fenofibrate. Fenofibrate, interestingly enough, is for people that have high cholesterol and a triglycerides problem. And fenofibrate, what it does is it reduces the types of a certain type of fat cell that the COVID-19 has been known to attach itself to.
Mm-hmm.
So yet here again is another prescription drug that has some very positive effects on COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So this tells you that not only do we have 13 companies that are working on vaccines, we've got other companies and medical research and doctors that are, you know, looking very carefully at some of these individual cases and finding out the prescription drugs that people are necessarily already taking, or they're looking at some reports coming out of not the World Health Organization, but other reports, and they're attempting off-label use of other prescription drugs like fenofibrate.
Alrighty, here comes the music. We look forward to talking to you on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. In the meantime, stay low on the mountaintop.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes and find out what it is that she's up to, because it's all there on her website, FoundersCode.com. In the meantime, check out my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now that's HTTPS. The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
3 out of 4 Americans, including a majority of Republicans, favor requiring people to wear face coverings while outside their homes, according to a new poll done by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs. This also reflects a fresh alarm over spiking coronavirus cases and a growing embrace of government advice intended to safeguard public health. Also, about 2/3 of Americans disapprove of how President Donald Trump is handling the outbreak, an unwelcome sign for the White House in an election year. Former Pennsylvania Democratic Representative Ozzie Myers has now been charged with bribing election officials to add votes during primary elections to candidates he favored or who paid him as a campaign consultant, according to the Justice Department. Myers, age 77, served 2 terms in Congress in 1977 to 1990. He bribed the top election official in South Philadelphia's 39th Ward during primaries between 2014 and 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. In this edition of the Military and Veterans News, we're going to do something very special. I have a something that was sent to me last night called America, We Will Stand. It was written on September 11th, 2001 by a individual who was a military veteran. And I'm going to start it right now. This is something that I think will really strike a tone in people's hearts, especially with all the dissent we got going around the country. This is about what happened and what a person feels about September 11, 2001. It's about time to bring patriotism back into the picture. Wow, double wow, triple wow. When I heard that, and I played that last night, and the individual that sent me that, I hope he's listening right now, because he told me about this and gave me all the permissions I needed to have to play it with the letter and the whole nine yards. But this is something, and I'm going to put it up on the website here in a little while. It's called America, We Will Stand. And if that doesn't get you waving the flag and start thinking about how great this country is, then you got something wrong with you. That song was written on September the 11th, 2001. Something a little bit totally different than what you've heard these other people put out there. But I'm telling you, this is what we need. We need more of this in America right now. We need patriotism. We need patriots to stand up and answer the call. These people that are out in the streets that are doing what they're doing, they don't represent America. They don't. They represent everything that's bad. Not good, bad. And somebody needs to call them out. Well, I'm calling them out right now. We've had it. You people, the only thing you're going to understand, the left, the radical left, is we are going to destroy you at the voting booth come November. There are people that can't wait to vote. I keep running into people that have told me, I haven't voted in 20 years, but I'm going this time around. Older people, younger people even, first-time voters going, this is wrong. This is not what we are. Children from military families. I mean, I'm hearing this over and over and over again from all around the country. My brothers and sisters, the brothers of the badge, okay? I'm hearing this from these people everywhere. Everywhere. And I'll tell you what, believe it or not, these unions, the police union, the firefighters union, the EMTs, medical workers, they all used to just jump on board the Democratic bandwagon just like it was nothing. But not now, not after what has just happened with defunding the police. Nope. They got serious problems. And that's why they're digging and clamoring for all this stuff. By the way, I have this song up on my personal page. I just realized I put it up there first. It's on my page. It says Matt Bruce. But I'm gonna put it out there on the official Captain's America Third Watch page. And you'll have it over there. But here's the thing, okay? And again, you just have to sit there and ask what's wrong with these people. If they don't like America that much, if they can't stay in America, please leave the country. Go somewhere else. We don't need you. Hell, we'll help you go. You want to go to China? Go find out what they're about. You like socialism so much? Go to Cuba. Go to Iran. Go to North Korea. Go to Russia. And try any of this stuff you're doing here, there. Just try it. It won't work. It won't work. You'll wind up in a gulag somewhere, and that'll be the end of you. We'll never hear from you again. Okay, well, I've got this up. Let's see. It's up on the official Captain's America Third Watch page. It's up on the Captain's America Radio Show page. It's up on the Tampa Trump Club. It's up on Club 45. It's on my personal page, Matt Bruce. I'm probably going to put it in a couple of other places here in a minute. So you can get a copy of that and share that, because, again, the story behind that is unbelievable. And like I say, that was written on September 11, 2001. It's a day that I'll never forget. And anybody else that was anywhere within earshot or eyeshot of what was going on in New York City, as well as around the country, you know, I know this affected people. I'd run into people every day that say, hey, I was in Bakersfield, California, and we saw it, and we still remember it. And thank God that people were saved, because to begin with, nobody thought anybody was going to make it out. But again, we need to understand that 2% of the country can't control the other 98%. Yeah, the media is going to try to make it look like some spectacular event that's going on, but it's not. It's not. These people are fools. And it's being shown every day just exactly how foolish they are. Every day. And when people like Joe Biden sit there and they come out and they say something that's so easy to disprove, well, I never said I'd defund the police. Really? Give me a break. He said he would reallocate the funds elsewhere for the police. Look up the word reallocate. See what that says. It's defunding, taking the money and putting it somewhere else. And again, just not me talking. That's him talking there. And somewhere here I got the audio. I'm going to try to dig it up here because when Frank Silvato comes out next hour, you'll hear about it. But coming up next, we got our buddy Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Got some interesting things to talk about with him tonight. I know he's going to be in store for what this is all about. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95. 95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DV design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our friend and compadre up there in Carrollton, Georgia, Donna Fiducia. Now, Donna used to be with Fox News, and she and her husband now operate the Double D Stables there. They have horses that they keep at their stables in Carrollton, Georgia, which is just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning. And they're listening to me on our affiliate in Carrollton, AM 1330 WLBB. Hello to everybody there. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at BoomerNaturals.com. Now, they are not only a wellness product center, but they also have some just dynamite face covers there. Now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Now, the kind you use really does matter because not all of them offer the same protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children, too. Now, they're in stock right now, and they ship to you fast. The ones I've got happen to have American flags on them. How about that one? Now, these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. And one reason why these are so highly protected is the inner layer is enhanced with nano silver technology woven into the fabric that may enhance the filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. There are also 30-day rollovers, where that means that after 30 days, you can wash them or get rid of them or whatever you want to do and start again. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of people in need. Now, order them today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20. It's going to save you 20% on your order. Don't forget they've got wellness products there, too, at their website, BoomerNaturals.com. The promo code to save 20%, CAPTAIN20, BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers. And joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And I know that you're going to be excited about this next story because Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, the Republican from Arkansas, who I think is probably a president in waiting, is urging the federal government to defund the schools, and there's 30 districts across the country that are using the New York Times 1619 Project. What say you?
I mean, it's a start. I mean, we already know that a lot of the high schools out there are little indoctrination centers. This is terrible. This whole 1619 project is not historically correct. It's been debunked on many occasions by anybody with half a brain. And again, it's an effort to rabble rouse in the schools. Not if they don't do that already. I mean, it's a start in that direction. One of the things we need to have happen here in this country is parents are going to have to start assuming some responsibility for their kids and what they're learning. Can I make a suggestion to your listeners for their kids and their grandkids out there is have them take classes at Hillsdale College online. It's free. And they have great American history classes taught by the likes of Victor Davis Hanson and many others. And they're absolutely free. They do a great, great job. And parents and grandparents should really take a more active role in the education of your kids over the schools and make sure you understand what they're being taught.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is not a good sound to hear when you hear about people losing their jobs, but this came out yesterday. About 400,000 jobs have been lost in the airline industry during the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah, and I think it's going to get worse instead of better at this point. I mean, we're still looking, many companies are looking to lay people off. It's, it, again, it's all a matter of when people are going to feel comfortable again getting on an airplane. Some are. I mean, I don't mind. That doesn't bother me. But many are not. It's going to be a long time for many people because many people are just, they're scared about this and they're going to avoid flying at all costs.
Now, we know that suicides are still up at a level that's unacceptable when it comes to veterans. We also know that suicides are up because of people that are sitting at home, and that, for some reason, has become part of the numbers that have wind up with the coronavirus. But how about this one? Cannabis, marijuana, the demand is at an all-time high amongst the pandemic, and they've never sold so much.
Yeah, a lot of people sitting around at home not knowing what to do with their time. And
getting stoned, right?
Yeah, taking up a bad habit. Another thing, Matt, it's kind of unfortunate, during the pandemic, everybody wants talking about wearing masks. It is a good opportunity. I know that the gyms are closed out there, but one of the big comorbidities with coronavirus is obviously has to do with your health and weight, and I think it's an opportunity if you want to fight off the coronavirus, if you should kind of work on not sitting around and getting stoned and watching too much TV, take a walk and exercise a little bit more.
By the way, this weekend across the country, and one of the biggest ones in the country will be up there by you somewhere, a Back the Blue rally. They're going to have a bunch of rallies this weekend all across the country. They're billing the biggest one as being up there somewhere near New York City.
That's great. I mean, I think we need more of that, and we'll see if the media pays any attention to it, because as we see, just how ridiculous these riots and protests are, and the way that they're treating.
Well, where is Wantagh, New York? That sounds like Long Island.
It is. Wantagh's south shore of me. It's a little south and a little west of me, not far at all.
Okay, well, that's where they had one on July the 7th. They're going to have another one there. They're going to bill it as the largest Back the Blue rally this weekend, but also various cities and towns across the country are doing the same thing.
That's great. It's fantastic.
Yes, it is. The economic shock from the coronavirus has caused companies, consumers, and investors to hoard cash almost like it's never been done before. It's been reported right now that $20 trillion is just sitting in limbo.
$20 trillion in cash just on
yes,
sideline,
sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. A lot of, it'd be nice to get some of that money back to work. I take a look at cash nowadays and I'm skeptical with all the money that's being printed in Washington, D.C. You take a look at a $100 bill and you say to yourself, what's that thing really worth, when they keep pressing buttons and printing more? So.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, there's a lot, that much cash sitting on the sidelines.
Well, one of my friends sold all of his stocks and all of his investments because he was so concerned with what was going on with the stock market, and he took his money. It was a large sum of money. He opened a bank safe deposit box and put the money in there, and I saw him the other day. He was coming back from the bank, and I knew he'd went to the bank because he said he was going there. And he just brings out a little money at a time, little money at a time, little money at a time when he needs it. But that's still, I mean, you're not, your money's not doing anything for you. It's just sitting there.
You're not doing anything to you. It's losing value. You're having it. You're losing money. I mean, I look at it this way. I said, I don't know how to value a dollar. I can't at this point in time. It's all a belief system. But when they're printing as much as they are, I mean, how do I put any faith in it? I can value a business. I can value a company that makes a great product, a business, whether it be large or small, uh-huh, and puts out a good service and, mm-hmm, and a good product that has value to it. I don't know how much value some papers is anymore.
Now, Elon Musk, we talked about his company is moving out of California down to Texas, to Austin, Texas. But his SpaceX company is now in talks to raise funds for a $44 billion project that they're about to do. Apparently it has to do with the space project they've got going on here in the contract they have with the space agency.
And it's interesting. The next project, because I know Elon Musk is driving to go to Mars. For whatever reason, that may be. They actually, it was interesting yesterday. I don't know if you got a chance to take a look. They had this 4K video of the kind of like the Mars and all the pictures that were taken, and you just look at it, it's like there's nothing here, nothing but dirt. I don't understand their grand desire.
Who's the one that wanted to put a habitation on the moon? Was that Richard Branson?
Oh, I mean, there's been talk about that for a while. I think that they're going to go back to the moon and thinking about using that as a spot to go from the moon to Mars. There's a lot of different ideas on things. But, obviously there's the idea as well that you can maybe harvest certain minerals and whatnot to bring things back. But yeah. I'd rather be looking for some place that's you can actually stay on.
And then finally, here comes the music. I'll make this real quick. Intel has dropped as a new chip technology is about 6 months behind. Apparently, they're feeling that Intel is slowing it up a little bit.
Yeah, I saw that. Intel's numbers were also down as well, so they're hurting a little bit right now.
Okay, have a great weekend show, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Stay low.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and catch this program over the weekend, watchdogonwallstreet.com. In the meantime, I'm coming right back. Frank Silvato right around the corner.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third World.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.